not, we usually do go to Arizona, but not other than just a, you know, couple of weeks at the most.
Okay, because I talked to some people who are retired.
My husband has some property over at Glenwood.
Oh, really?
And I like to spend time over there. It's really neat.
Yeah, I saw that a couple of years ago. Okay, what ethnic groups are in this area right now? Do you have, like, Hispanic at all? Or?
Well, of course, our correctional facility brings in people of different nationalities. Normally, Lyman is not, you know, wouldn't be considered to have very many black or Spanish, but
mm-hmm.
at the present time we do. Our restaurants need help, and we have, I don't know population-wise how it would figure, but we do have people from different nationalities.
Is there any Native American presence here?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So mostly like European ancestry
mm-hmm.
in this area.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. Are there any factories around here?
No.
So that correctional facility really is the big
yes.
thing. And then the restaurants around here a little bit, I guess. But what about farming and ranching in this area? Is that still something that's...
Yeah, this would still be... Farming, ranching, and tourism would be our,
okay.
our income
okay.
producers.
Have they ever had any mining in this area at all?
Not, other than a little coal mining.
Okay.
Would be all that I know of.
Okay. What about like drilling, like oil or natural gas? Or
they have done a lot of drilling here over many years.
Okay.
And at the present time, I don't know that we have too much that are actually producing. I know there's some.
Okay.
But. It would be pretty scattered around.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to ask you, because I know of some others in this area, were there any, like, sod houses at any time in this area that you know of?
Yeah, there's... I can't actually tell you where there is any
mm-hmm.
right now. And my grandparents did not do a sod. Theirs was just a wooden... kind of what today we might call a chicken house, you know,
mm-hmm.
you just put up what you could and,
yeah.
and but I know there was sod houses.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason those are kind of big in this area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's probably because our soil is so poor. It's just like a brick.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of clay or something, uh-huh. and it would make a better house than it would be to try and raise wheat in, probably.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to move on to this sort of word part of this. What did you used to call, did you have a sort of name for your mother growing up? Or did you use mother, or was there something else?
Just mom.
Okay. What about your father?
Dad.
Okay. And your parents together? You say something about each of them, would you say parents, or was there another way of saying that you can remember?
No, it would just be my parents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't use, like, would you use folks, maybe, or something
well,
like that?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's probably a word that I've used, like saying my folks came from.
Okay.
So that would be a word that...
Okay.
Probably more so than parents, really.
Okay. What about grandmother?
He called her Graham, G-R-A-M.
Okay.
And she lived with us after her husband was killed with mules. She lived with my father